What's up, guys? Welcome to the Triple P Podcast here, and it's your host, Andres.
And Jesus.
And not going to lie, today we're not going to really have an agenda or any really like interesting topics to talk about because we've been busy all week. I had work. Jesus has. I don't know what the fuck he has.
Stuff.
So we're just going to fucking...
We're just going to go with the flow.
Yeah, casual talk. We're probably not going to be funny today, so don't expect
too much. We
don't
know how long it's going to be either. Like we said, we don't know.
We don't even know what the fuck we're talking about. I think we should try a new segment today. So we might, you know, at the end, but we'll see.
You'll see how it goes, you know. Just going with the flow.
Yeah, so what's up, Jesus?
What up? What's the situation?
Today there was an earthquake at fucking 4 a.m.
That shit was crazy.
Woke up the whole world and shit. No, I'm just kidding, not the whole world. But my Twitter was trending, you know, like that shit was like, hey, did anybody feel the earthquake? You know, for like, because that shit was literally like the center of it was literally like a mile away from my house or two. So that shit was like heavy. And even Jesus was like fucking posting about it. And yeah, he doesn't live close. Right?
I don't live close. I probably live like 15, 20 minutes. Well, that's kind of close, you could say, but like not really.
Not really.
But
though.
I live 15 minutes away, you could say. And I felt that shit. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning watching The Office. You already know The Office. That shit's fire.
I was dead asleep, bro.
And I felt that shit. And I'm like, damn. This is a good-ass massage right now. And then I started noticing everything start shaking hardcore. And I have birds, and those shit started freaking out in my room. And I was like, oh, shit, earthquake. So I don't know what you do. You were asleep, obviously, but when I felt
I woke up, deadass, I had a dream. Like, look, this is my thing. Uh-huh. I tell this to people so they understand what I'm talking about.
All right.
I don't usually dream, okay? So when I'm asleep, it's usually pitch black.
Like there's nothing in your head.
The only times I actually dream is if something's gonna happen. So usually like I dream like we were gonna do a podcast, okay, let's just say, like a week later something happens in our podcast that was in my dream, and I'm like, holy fuck, that shit just happened, right? So it's like a deja vu moment, let's say. So I was dreaming that there was an earthquake happening dead ass in my dream, and so when I woke up I was like, wait, what the fuck? Am I dreaming right now? Like, I was so sure.
You're just like, why is everything shaking all of a sudden?
Exactly. But I was like, wait, am I still dreaming or is this real life? So I woke up, I got up, and my dog was so scared. She was like looking at me like, the fuck is going on?
Because
it's like her first earthquake. And so she was like, what the fuck is going on? And so then I brought her to my room because I was like, if anything happens to her, like I can like go on top of her and cover her.
Uh-huh.
Like if anything was to fall down. And so... that happened, and then there was the two aftershocks.
I didn't feel those at all.
Yeah, because it was, like, right here.
I didn't feel those at all.
Right? And there's, like, two or three aftershocks. I'm not going to lie. It felt like I was drunk. I'm not going to lie. Those aftershocks, I was like, bro, what the fuck? And that's what it costs to live in California. I'm not going to lie to you. People say they love it here. Like, they want to live here and shit, but go home, you know? In Texas, there ain't no, you know, there ain't no earthquakes. Well, I don't know.
They got other stuff.
I know. Like, there's other shit, but, like, over here, bro, there's earthquakes. You could have a fucking tsunami one day, you know, because of the beach. I said you could.
You could if you live, like, hella nearby.
Yeah, true.
We live...
Dude, you know what? Like, when I go, like, vibing, like, driving down to the beach,
I
it's at night, so, like, it's, like, 10:30, 11. I look out to the beach, and I'm like, what if that shit was to happen right now? What the fuck would you do? And I'm like, bro, I'm dead, bro. There's nothing I can fucking do. I'm driving the coast. I drive the fucking coast. There's no fucking...
You just look out your window. You see, like, the, like, 2012 shit. Like, that movie. Remember 2012, the movie?
Yeah.
That shit, you see, like, the big-ass waves. You're just like, fuck it. Let me listen to some...
listen to some fucking bangers before I pass, you know?
True.
And, like... I don't know if it's just, like, if it's just me. But, like, when I watch a movie, like, I saw the new Godzilla movie, right? Like in the movie theaters, I tend to think like, what the fuck? What if that was real, right? And I would look out to the sky and I'm like, that dude would be right there, right? And he'd be like watching down.
Uh-huh.
And like, I'm like, am I the only person that thinks like that?
Like you think like that fool exists or some shit?
Like if he were to exist, what would happen? Like in a fucking movie, right? So let's just say I was driving down the coast and Godzilla comes out of the water in the movie. I was like, what the fuck would happen if you just see something glowing in the water, like, let's say 300 miles away, okay? But that was, like, fucking huge, right?
Yeah.
So you just see something glowing, and you just see something going up, and you see, like, fucking eyes coming out of the fucking water, and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
I'd probably be like, if it's like pitch black and I can't see anything, I'd probably be like, oh, look, someone shot a flare or something, you know?
But like, you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I'm the only person that thinks like that, but I tend to think like shit like that because there was shit like that that was real back in, you know, ages ago. So like, that's just how I feel. Like, I like if that was like what if people lived at the same time as dinosaurs did, you know?
That should be crazy.
Like Jurassic Park? Fuck.
Imagine they have like an island like we don't know about. They're building like a top secret island.
Bro, I honestly like, I know this sounds weird. I'm a conspiracy person. Mm. Okay, so I watch videos on shit like that. And I honestly do think that there is such thing as monsters and shit like that. Not like monsters like you see in a fucking movie.
But like
there's creatures. Like there's that? Creatures. Not like a chupacabra. I think that chupacabra is like something made of like a folk story. But there is something like that. I believe that people have seen, and then they're like, oh shit, we need to make a story like that. Cause it's kind of like not the exact story. Cause you don't know a fucking story about a creature. That's not
true.
But like, I still think that there's shit like that. Like we only know what, like 10% of the water of the ocean,
something like, around that. Like bro, we haven't even fully explored it.
What the fuck is the other 90%, you know? And so there's shit that we never seen before. And I honestly do think we're never going to see it because they have conscience, like a conscience like us, where they don't want to be seen. But like, I do feel like there's an island. Like, have you seen Kong? I do think there's an island.
Maybe
like
some like Bermuda Triangle type shit.
Yeah, that there's fucking like a whole bunch of type of like.
There's like something in this world, like somewhere on this world, that has like that type of shit.
Yeah, that's honestly how I feel. And I may sound weird for saying shit like that because I don't say shit like that out loud because I feel like it's kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just how I feel. Like, I watch videos and I have, like, shit like that and I'm like, this shit could be real, bro. Like, you never know. We can say that there isn't because there's no proof.
There's no technical proof. There's no
evidence. But, like I watch videos on the Men in Black, like, the real Men in Black, like, real life. And I'm like, bro, that could easily happen to us and we don't even fucking know.
It would just be clueless the whole entire time.
Hey, chill. If we're a little too loud. Maybe they're listening to us through our computer. So they're going to come to my house and knock on my door and fucking.
Yo, I don't know this fool. I just came.
I think this was crazy. Don't raise my brain. Don't raise my brain.
I just came for a normal ass talk and this was already talking about conspiracy shit. Like, see, you know, hey, I'll be driving home and you see the fucking road blocked off. Oh, shit.
Fuck.
I'm like, what does this fool do?
My mom's gonna be like, hey, there's someone at the door looking for you. All right. And then fucking click and GG's. GG's in the chat.
GG's in the chat. You disappear.
Bro.
That's crazy. Imagine you disappearing.
Look, like, have you seen Money Heist
on Netflix? Nah, I always see it on Netflix and I'm always tempted.
You gotta watch it and in Spanish. You don't watch it in English. I'm sorry. That shit ain't. That
like,
shit ain't
I see it pop up on my like feed, like, say, hey, watch it. But I'm like,
so they disappear because they rob a bank.
Uh-huh.
And I tend to think, like, I feel like it's easier to disappear like that if you don't have family members, right? Like, your parents and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you were, like us, and we were supposed to disappear, there would be people looking for us. Even if you're, like, I don't want to be found. And so, I don't know. It's kind of hard to do some shit like that.
Yeah. I can see that. But, yeah, I seen the Money Heist thing pop up on my shit, but I've been watching Stranger Things.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up, though. Like,
not going to lie, though.
You don't like it?
I like it a lot. I kind of wish I grew up in that era. I fuck with it.
Shut the fuck
up. Not like completely, like, fashion-wise and, like, how, like, vehicle-wise and, like, how everything was back then. Like, I feel like that shit was cool. Like, I still obviously still want, like, cell phones. I can't live without, like, internet, too.
I respect that. Like, sorry, my dad just turned on the truck in the background.
Like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that shit's kind of cool. Like, when I was, like, watching it. Like, season 3, when they did the whole mall situation. I'm like, damn, that shit looks kind of
like, nice. That show's good, though. Like, I really like that show. And I like the actors in it. Like, the guy that's from it. That was dope. I forget his real name.
I don't know. I'm just waiting for season 4.
I know.
I thought that was it. Season 3 was it. I thought that was like the last thing they're going to do. And then it wasn't until I switched it up on YouTube. I'm like, season 4. Let's see.
Dude, they had the end cutscene.
Yeah.
Where they're in Russia.
Yeah, they're in Russia. I watched it, but I was like a little bit confused.
They even have a trailer of what's his name back in the
yeah,
town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I watched it on YouTube. I watched it on YouTube just to like.
Officer Hopper?
Yeah, he's in Russia. But I wonder how it's going to go. I don't know when it's going to get released because of the whole, you know, COVID. They delayed that shit, but I'm actually looking forward to it. Like, that's like one of the actual, like I'm really picky when it comes to like watching episodes. Like, for the longest time, I remember it was Parks and Recs. It was like the only thing I kind of liked. And then The Office, I grew onto me. Season one was like, eh. Season two, three, four, et cetera. That shit's your bomb. And then I was like, I don't know about Stranger Things.
Stranger Things?
I'm kind of late to it.
Like, but I still feel like Stranger Things is one of those shows that, like, you have to be into it.
At first,
if you don't get into it, I feel like you won't ever get into it. That's just, like, my thing. And but there's certain shows like that. For example, like Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. If you were never into it, you're not going to get into it. Mm. I also think that Sons of Anarchy is like that. I don't know. It's just certain shows. Like Narcos, too. Like, if you're not really into that stuff and you're like, oh, like, I'm going to give it a try because someone told me.
Uh-huh.
If you're not, like, into it, you're not going to. You're going to think it's boring.
You're just going to be like, you're going to try to, like.
Because it's a lot of talking, right? And so, like, even
there's not a lot of action.
Like, even though Stranger Things, there's action, it's kind of slow.
Yeah.
So, like.
There's, not going to lie, there's, like, some parts, they're just, like, they're just talking. I'm just, like, I've skipped some parts. I'm, like, they're just talking, and I'm, like, I'm just going to fast forward a little bit to see where the little monster comes out. You know? But
that's all you've been watching? The Office and Stranger Things?
Yeah.
That's
those only two things. I don't know what else to watch, honestly.
But you're not a sports guy. I would tell you to watch The Last Dance, but.
No, I'm not a sports guy.
Bro, I'm on episode 6 of The Last Dance. Mm-hmm. Bro, there was a Kobe episode. I started tearing up.
That shit hit you?
That shit hit me hard. And then Jordan started talking about his brand. Like, Jordan 1s and shit.
Fuck.
Bro, that if you want to know a lot more about Jordan, though, that documentary is dope. Because Jordan, like, I never thought, since I never seen him play or anything, because I wasn't old, like, I wasn't even born yet.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get to see him play, so I didn't really understand him. Right, I understand why people say he's like the greatest of all time, but like Kobe is the greatest of all time to me because that's who I saw.
Like you saw growing up watching.
Exactly. So, like watching that documentary, and I'm like, dude, Jordan was different. Like as a person, as a human being in general, and like now watching him, I understand why Kobe was like, oh, he was my mentor, and so, like that show's good. But I've been watching that one. I've been watching a show called The Midnight Gospel. If you want to trip out for a bit, that show's good. Bro,
really?
It's fucking funny.
I'm trying to watch some like scary ass shit. I don't know about me. I like watching horror movies.
Horror movies?
Yeah.
I'm a bitch.
Like, but you expect me to? I don't know. I think it's just because I'm not scared. Like I went to go see The Nun. Remember when The Nun, like, it was a long time ago. Remember when The Nun came out?
Yeah.
I went to go see it, and it was like more like. I was more like memeing. I was like, this shit ain't scary. That's just kind of funny. I was like, come more clowning
that person.
I was like in my head. I was like, I remember I'd be like at my house. I'd be watching shit. People would be like, oh, watch this. It's just scary. I'll watch it. I'm like.
So I'm not a scary movie type person.
Nah.
Okay. So my favorite types of movies are comedy.
Uh-huh.
Comedy and comedy.
Nah, you only got two.
And so. Like, scary movies weren't my thing, but when I had a lady, I had to, because, you know, scary movies are girls' things. They like to get scared and, you know, cuddle up and shit. So, you know, I had to watch a lot of fucking scary movies. So, I got used to it. So, for example, I never went to horror nights before I had a girlfriend. So, that was, what, like 5 years ago? Because I'm not into scary shit. I don't want to get scared. What the fuck? I'm going to pay someone to scare me? Am I stupid? You know what I'm saying? So, that wasn't my thing. But, like, now I'm like, bro, fuck it, you know? Like, it's a good time because even if I don't have a girlfriend now, it's still a good time, like, going with your friends and shit and, like.
Just having something to do is better off than being home doing nothing. No way.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know, like, I feel like getting scared is, like, kind of, like, it gives you, like, a rush, kind of.
Really?
I don't know. I, like, in person, let's say, right? At Horror Nights, you get scared. You're like, oh, shit. That, like, oh, shit, right? And so you're, like, you get kind of hyped. You're like, oh, fuck it. Where the fuck else they gonna come out?
I feel like the only time I ever get scared, cause I've been to horror nights before, and
hey, we gotta go. Oh, we can't go this year, so next year.
And when I went, that shit was like the same thing. I was just like, this shit sounds scary. Oh, but like, let's say if we went with a group of friends, and they dead ass are like, "Fool, I'm scared, ella, ella," and they start talking shit. If they talk long enough,
you'll be like,
and
I'm like,
and then if you think like, and if it's like actual like straight shit, like facts, I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? I'll start thinking, but I won't believe it until like obviously it happens.
So like, let's say we're waiting in line for 2 hours, right? And they're like, oh, brother, she's scary. Like, trust. Like, it's, like, I'm scared and shit. And, like, you get to there and, like, to the front and you're like, oh, fuck. Like, now I'm a little, like.
I'll be a little bit, like, more cautious, but I won't be scared. I'll just be, like, more cautious. I feel like the only time I'll ever be scared is, like, if deadass is, like, you take me to the woods and just, like, all right, fool, go home.
And you're, all right, fool, how are you going to go home like that?
Yeah, like, that type of shit. I feel like that's the only time I'll feel be scared. I'll probably just be the same thing. I'll probably, if I had my phone, take it out, start listening to music on blast and just start walking. Look at the moon and be like, all right, I'll go this way and see where it goes.
But I guess, I mean, horror movies are cool. Again, I won't watch them alone because it's like kind of a waste of my time. But like if I'm like, for example, like with my family or like friends and they're like, mm-hmm. oh, let's watch a scary movie. Like, all right, bet, I guess. But like I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm looking for that shit. Like I'm a comedy guy. Or since my favorite movie of all time is The Wolf of Wall Street, mm-hmm. don't know what genre that would be in. But.
More
was that like drama? Like nah though, but it's like a comedy it's too like though.
Comedy and then mixed with historical shit too in a way.
I guess. So like for example, that's my favorite movie, comedy, right? Mm-hmm. Step Brothers is also one of those movies out there. Fucking comedy. The only scary movie that I really like is Texas Chainsaw Massacre because he's the only person I'm scared of in my entire life.
Never kinda liked them. They found them boring to me.
Like, for example, like, I'm not scared of, like Freddy Krueger, like, that shit's not real, right?
That's yeah, like, those type of shit.
Even though
Maybe when I was growing up, yeah, but now I'm, like, this new shit that's being, like, made, I'm just like, that fool's old now.
Like, ghosts, they're real, but, like, I'm not really scared of them. Like, everyone's like, you're not scared of ghosts? And I'm like, what?
Really?
I've never seen one, so, like, why like would I be scared?
I've been, like.
Actually, I'm lying.
I feel like I'll tell you this. Like, in my house, I feel like I do encounter shit with ghosts. Not gonna feel, like, not...
I have one.
Maybe, I feel like I'm, like, people think, fool, you're crazy. You're like, fool, you live in the area where, like, that shit don't exist. But I
what dead... What the fuck do you mean they exist everywhere?
Fool, but, like, I feel like that shit exists because one day, dead ass, it was... I was sleeping one day in my room. It was, like, probably, like, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I wake up out of nowhere. I dead ass felt like I was, like... 5 or 6 inches off my bed floating, and as soon as I opened my eyes, because I woke up by having my eyes open, I'm like moving and I feel like, yo, I can't feel the shit below me, I can't feel like the sheets or anything, and as soon as I open my eyes, I feel myself bounce on my bed out of nowhere, and I'm like, yo, and I always think back to that day, like, what the fuck happened? It feels like someone, like, dead ass, like in the middle of the night, someone picked me up, and as soon as I opened my eyes, they just let me go and let me fall on my bed. I always think back to that day. I'm like, and I always try to think, like, what the fuck happened? Was it a dream? No, that shit felt real because I woke up right away and I walked to the kitchen to get a water. But I always think back to that. It tricks me out. Like, what the fuck happened? I don't know. Because I'll hear noises in my room. I'll turn on my little fucking phone. I'll turn on the fucking flashlight shit. And I'll, like, look around and I'll be like, hey, what type of music do you like? I'll play music because I fall asleep to music. I'll play music. I'm like, do you like this song? I'll leave it here.
Dude, that's how I am. Like, for example, I think, okay, no one really believes me, but I think I have a ghost in my room. But, like a cool one, let's just say, right? But, like, a cool one, I mean, like, it doesn't really fuck with me. The only time it fucked with me was the day I didn't sleep with the TV on. I sleep with the TV on because I can't sleep if I don't watch
something. You have it on with mute, or you just have it on with the sound in the background?
No,
because I know, like, my uncle, he watches the TV, but he has it on mute.
No, I have to watch it, like, literally watch them laugh and, like...
Oh, really?
Like, I watch That 70s Show to go to bed because it's fucking funny. So I watch a few episodes, and then when I feel myself falling asleep, I just put, like, a timer of 30 minutes, and boom, like, I knock out, right? And so the day I didn't do that, like, it was just fucking pitch black, my TV just turned on by itself. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, that's weird because, like, the remotes were not near my bed. I usually have one, like, under my pillow. And that shit was, like, not even near me. And so I was like, that's kind of weird. And so I told them, I was like, hey, are you mad because I didn't have the TV on today or what's going on? And so I just left it on and I was like, all right, I guess, fuck it, right? And I don't know if it's just me, but, like, there's moments where, like, let's just say my chair is just chilling, right? And I'm like, like, I kind of open my eyes and, like, I see something, right? And then I turn and then I look again and, like, it's just, like, my chair. And I'm like, what the fuck? But, like, you see, like, a figure. And, like, I don't know. Like, I, even though I know there's things there, I also still feel like there's that, that person or whatever, that thing there at the same time.
I feel you.
Like, my shit's not as scary as yours. If I was fucking floating in the air, bro. Because
that's, like, the only time I ever felt that. Other times, I'm like, it'll be pitch black. I have, like, the window open. I live, like, where my house is. There's an alley behind me. And I always hear people and all that shit. But one day in particular, I heard coyotes. I'm like, oh, okay, that's just coyotes. You probably hear them. And out of nowhere, I hear a girl laughing. I'm like, what the fuck? I grab my phone. And I'm like, it's not the song. Because, like, I have music on my phone. That I have, like, there's, like, people laughing. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, laugh. So I turn off the music, and I just sit there, and I look up. And I'm just like, I'm like, listen, I hear the coyotes still. And I go to sleep. I hear the laughing and laughing. And I'm like, yo. And I'm the type of person that, like, gets up and walks outside. Two, three, 4 o'clock in the morning, you're, it don't matter. Cracking. I walk outside. I grab my phone. I put it in my pocket. I walk outside. I'll be like, it'll be cold as fuck. It'll be raining. I'll walk outside and I'll just stand there and look around. Cause there's been a couple of moments where I, like, dead ass wake up. I walk outside. I have a lemon tree. I stand under the lemon tree. Like, we have a seat there, and I just listen. I go on my phone. I hop on Instagram, but I'm not playing any audio or anything. I'm just listening. And
you, I don't know. You laughing anymore?
No, I'm like, and then I go inside. I'm like, you's a bitch. I'm over here trying to have, I'm trying to see you. You over here, but it happened to me twice. The ghost thing happened to me floating. That happened to me once, and then in Mexico.
In Mexico,
that shit hits different. In Mexico, it hits different. I have a dog in Mexico, and it sleeps on top of the roof. I don't know why. It has this house in the bottom, like ground level, but it likes to sleep on the roof. One time I heard like a firework. I'm like, oh, they're doing fireworks. But then I heard like a big ass boom, like a weird ass boom. It wasn't like a firework boom or like a car crash or anything. So I walk outside. I look up. I fucking swear to God, I see little eyes. I'm like, oh, it's my dog. It's my dog. Like, I see like human eyes. I was like, oh, it's my dog. I don't have my flashlight, obviously. And it's pitch black. There's no electricity over there where I live. It's rancho. It's puro rancho. And I'm like, oh, I see my dog. Foo, my dog walks past me, below me. Like, I feel it go into my room. Oh, like, I see, shit. I look back up, and that's just not back there. I legit freak out. I go into my room, I grab my light, and I walk, go up to the stairs. Because my instinct is, yo, there's someone on my roof, like, trying to get into my house. So I obviously wake up my dad. I'm like, yo, I think there's someone on the roof. And my dad, like, fucking yells at me. Foo, son los tres de la mañana, ya vete a dormir. I'm like, no, I'm going to go check on the roof. But I found it so weird, because... When I looked up, the glare was kind of green, and then like it had like brown skin tone, like
there's a person,
like, yeah,
like, it looked like a person,
yeah, but it looked kind of like a dog too, cause I had a whole bunch of hair,
bro.
I don't know. I look up. I just remember looking up. I see the fucking eyes. And I'm like, oh, it's my dog. No, my fucking, I hear my dog like walk past me, below me.
Just how the fuck does your dog get on the roof?
I have a little spiral staircase going to my roof.
Oh.
I don't know how it's set up over there, but my roof, we hang our clothes up there.
A huevo?
Yeah, so we dry our clothes up there. But we have like a little spiral staircase, but that day, I also think about that day too.
All the time or what?
Not necessarily all the time.
Oh, when some shit happens here?
Yeah, but especially when I go to Mexico, like when I go back every now and then, I always go outside at night and I always look up. Like, I'm like, let's see if I get lucky. You're spooked. Let's see if I get lucky and I get to see you again.
However?
Yeah. But I always think, fuck, those are 2 days I always think back.
Ghost stories.
For real.
Not to change the topic on you, but I haven't ate, so. I've been thinking about food like this whole time we've been talking.
Food. Mega hot chicken.
Dog, I don't want to have chicken, bro. I always have Chick-fil-A and shit. I'll think about it.
All right, and what are you thinking?
Bro, I like my new crack, bro, better than In-N-Out. I swear to God. I went to Shake Shack. In-N-Out's fucking trash.
Let's go Shake Shack.
I haven't been there. There's one in Topanga and there's one in Burbank. I'm pretty down to go again. I went yesterday, but I'm pretty down. They have chicken sandwich there. Fire.
But you just said you didn't want chicken.
Yeah, but they're because I don't want burger either, because I just had a fucking burger yesterday. They're milkshakes. They're whatever.
I've never been a big fan of milkshakes. The only milkshakes I ever had is like Jack in the Box.
No. My new crack as well. Bro, my friends, they showed me when we went to go play basketball. We got to go to Baskin Robbins, and we got to ask for a milkshake.
They have a Baskin Robbins at my place.
You go to Baskin Robbins?
Uh-huh.
You ask for a milkshake, and you go, you ask for a milkshake, and they tell you what flavor? Boom. Fucking crack.
You tell them what flavor? What flavor, fool?
Oh, I get either cookie dough or cookies and cream. But the problem I have with those is that the cookie dough gets stuck in the bottom.
That smacks, though, because then when you're done with the milkshake...
You just fucking eat that shit, yeah. I guess.
It's like when I get chocolate chip fucking ice cream. Like, all the fucking chocolate chips sometimes float to the bottom. And I'm like, yo, I'm about to fucking eat all these shits right now. But...
Bro, this girl just randomly hit me up. I'm not going to lie to you. That's awkward. Anyways, if you're down for Shake Shack, I'm pretty down, bro.
I'm down.
And then we can go to a third. We can get a milkshake at fucking Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, that shit's a crust.
Trust. Before we go shopping, because I need to buy pants for work and new shirts, bro. You know, that red lifestyle.
Damn.
And the girls there that I like hang with, like my group,
mm-hmm.
They're like, are you going to go back to like Six Flags? And I was like, nah, probably not.
Nah, if you're already well established there.
And bro, it's across the fucking street from my house.
That's why you don't have to worry about gas.
Oh, fuck. Everyone knows it's across the street from my house now.
But they don't know where you live.
You're right.
It's like me over there. That shit's like close by my house. That's why I fuck with it. I'm like, bro, that's like 6 or 7 minute drive. All I gotta do is clock in and I'm done.
From work?
Yeah.
Oh, from Six Flags.
Yeah.
I
wish it was walking distance. Not gonna lie. Save myself hella gas. So I don't fucking step on the fucking gas pedal all the time. But it's hard not to. That shit's all straightaways.
Bro, it says Six Flags is fucking far, bro. I think I used
Good
to
for
waste.
For you.
Bro, I used to waste more money fucking driving there.
Than getting paid?
Yeah. Like, if I worked, let's say, 3 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gas is $40 when I was working there. So gas is $40, okay? And that's a week of pay. Like, that's a week of driving. And let's just say I went to school that same week. I could probably kill it in 4 days. Deadass. 4 days.
Really?
If I only worked 3 days, let's just say I made $180, $200. Bro, $40, that's like one, like minus, like let's say $200 with tax not included yet. Yeah. So let's just say $150.
Uh-huh.
$40, that only leaves me $110, okay, of the week. And look, $110's okay, but $40 again, then I gotta put $40 again, and then I have to wait till I get paid again on Friday. So let's just say $110, $40 and $40, I might get $70 or $60.
I don't know how I did it. I wasted hella gas, I'll tell you that. I used to always spend $50. A week. But I don't know how I did it where I like managed to save money at the same exact time. But now I'm like not driving as much. Like I drive far now, but I don't find myself. I barely discovered cruise control in my car.
Barely, bro. What
like I knew that shit existed, but I never wanted to like do it. Try or like turn it on. And I went to Ventura.
Not to go see a girl.
And then I was like, and then what's it called? I turned on cruise control.
Bro, cruise control is amazing if you're not gonna like it.
It's just
no
straightaways. It's straightaways. So like,
if there's no point if you're gonna fucking stop, okay? So let's say you're going to Vegas, straightaways.
I don't know. I fuck with cruise control now.
Straight away, like, for the four or five hours. So, like, you're good doing cruise control. But, like, if you're going to fucking...
If you're going to downtown LA and you turn on cruise control...
You're fucking stupid. I'm sorry to tell you.
You're
going to
be stepping on the brakes. You're better off just...
Like, let's go to San Diego and do cruise control the whole way.
What is that, like a three-hour drive? Two hours?
2 hours and 20 minutes, maybe? Ooh. Just got a text. Bro, it's so annoying. It's so annoying that, like, I've been, like, work. Like, I'm only supposed to work. Like, see, yesterday I was only supposed to work 4 hours. And they fucking, like, I'm like, all right, I bet I'm going in at 2 o'clock. But this would call me at 8:30 in the morning, like, hey, can you come in at 10 o'clock so you can get a full 8-hour shift? And I was like, I guess. Right? And he goes, oh, I appreciate you because we need you to come in. And I was like, I bet. And so, like, it's kind of annoying. It's kind of annoying that they do that shit. Like, they call me the day of. It's not like Mankey where he fucking used to call, like, the day before or, like, 2 days before.
Oh, yeah. He always gives a heads
up. Him and Byron. I mean, it's still cool. Like, I'm trying to get my 40 hours in or almost 40 hours in because I'm trying to get paid. But it's just, like, for example, if I wouldn't have woken up, could you imagine?
Oh, I never wake up. I don't have, always have my phone on mute.
Fuck no.
I would have never woken up.
Fuck no.
I'm the type of person that, like, I have it on mute and I don't know where I, like, the
you're
fuck?
You're like, oh shit, they hit me up?
Like, I'm like, and, like, the phone's not even making, it's not vibrating, it's not ringing. I'll pull it out of my pocket. I'm like, oh, someone's calling me. I don't know the fuck, I'm like psychic or something. But I caught myself doing that so many times.
You get a sense, bro. You get a sense.
Like, I'm be walking and I'm like, oh, I gotta check my phone. What the fuck? I feel like something. And I look, and I'm like, oh, someone's calling me. Half of the time, if I don't know the number, I don't pick up. Like, if it's, like, the area, if it's not my area code, I don't pick up.
If it's just a random-ass number, I don't pick up anyways. If they want to talk to me, like, if they want, like, this is what my dad told me. He's like, if they want to get a hold of you, they'll leave you a voicemail or they'll text you. Right? So if it's a job interview, they should be leaving you a voicemail. Like, hey, you came, like, you've been accepted. You're coming in for a job interview. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, That's how, like, I was, like, always taught. Like, dude, don't ever answer the random numbers. He's like, especially because you're in love with the Wolf of Wall Street. That's a fucking random number, and they'll get you. And I was like, all right, facts.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just how it is, bro. I don't know. I don't like to. Either way, I don't like talking on the phone. Like I told you, like a few episodes ago, for me, FaceTiming a girl, like, that's dope. But I will not, like, if I don't, like, not into you, I am not going to, I'm not going to call you. I'm not gonna fucking FaceTime you. If you're lucky, you'll get a text.
Or no mas. If you're lucky, you get a text.
However.
Damn. What, you have like a, you gotta fill out a form or what?
Yeah, it's a survey.
It's a survey.
It's a survey.
Well, you gotta do a 15 question and then after that a 5 question free response.
No. It's like a 5 question and then the last one's like any additional comments and you have to write something there.
You
know? Like, what makes you think that I should be answering?
Hey, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Ah.
Chill. I'm shy.
This one.
Nah, but when it comes to girls, bro, we gotta step up our game. But what I mean by that is we can't just fuck with anyone anymore. Like we gotta, you know, pick our self-esteems up, you know?
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get
no?
you.
It's because I don't want to get too much in depth.
I had to think about it, and then I'm like,
I don't want to get too much in depth in this.
I had to put the little puzzle pieces together. And I'm like, all right.
Like at work, like we're friends with a lot of people. Me and Jesus when we were working at Six Flags, and there's this girl in particular, not gonna say her name, that wanted both of us. Okay, but she was not the best looking person. Okay, and like it was kind of easy to get at her, I guess.
Like mess around in a way.
Yeah, like you can be like because she wanted us, but like we can't be doing that shit no more. Jesus, we can't. like even though we didn't do anything, we shouldn't be fucking around like that ever, right? Like no offense, but like Jesus has a type, and I have a type, and that's what we should be going for. Unless there's something that you offer to the table that you like that gets our attention.
Like, you never know.
No, yeah, like let's, like, for example, I have a type, okay? And there's this girl that I just met at work. She is not my type whatsoever, but she is so fucking funny. She is so funny, and I love that, bro. Like, please, let's be friends for a bit, you know? And even though, like, even if that won't escalate to anything, I just like people that are like us, that they like to joke around. They're fucking funny.
They're open minded in a way.
Yeah, like they're not like they won't get offended, right? Like, let's just say at work, this girl's kind of short, and I make fun of her height, but she's not like
she doesn't go out of her way and just be like, yo, you're fucked up, and then
exactly she just laughs and then she'll make fun of me, and that's how I think relationships work, friendships and relationship like dating relationships. So I don't know. I just think that there's just a certain type of people that I want to surround myself with. And I'm telling Jesus that there should be certain people that we should be surrounding ourselves with in general, even though we should be advertising our podcast to big people like on TikTok. So
you're the one with the TikTok. I don't have a TikTok.
You're right though, but you have IG. I have Twitter. You know, we gotta get people. I'm kind of scared to post on Twitter. Like, look, I'm not. I know I have to get out of that phase of what if people don't like it or people think I talk stupid, but I feel like Twitter. Like, I'm not ready for putting it on Twitter yet, really? Even though
I don't really care. It's not like I'm posting like offensive shit. I'm just promoting.
No, yeah. Not just that. I hate to sound stupid. That's my thing.
Oh.
At work, I hated to sound stupid. So I never really like fucked around when like there was managers and shit. So, and at school, I hate to sound stupid, which is why I never raised my hand in class or none of that shit. Because if I said something that was wrong, and like,
that was me. That's why I never
stupid.
That's why I never.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's like, on Twitter, it's all about jokes. Okay, so like Twitter's fucking funny and like shit like that. And I think we'd be perfect for Twitter. I just don't think me posting it yet is our, like, is an advantage. Once I think I know we're set, like, we know what the fuck we're talking about all the time, we're fucking always, like, on point, then I'll be like, all right, we can post it on Twitter. Because if you try to get someone's attention when you're not ready yet, when, like, in a platform like that, you'll lose the interest. And once you're ready, they won't even care no more.
I get you.
Like, I feel like our opportunity is going to be there, just not yet. Just because I know Twitter's a different vibe from, like, IG and stuff like that. So that's all. That's just me. That's just how I feel.
Fuck it. Let's do it on Facebook.
Fuck it.
All my ideas.
For Facebook Live.
Hey, we market our merch on there or what?
We're going to come out with merch. Just letting y'all know. If y'all want to buy our shirts.
Pre-orders.
Triple P. Bro, the Triple P hats are going to be clean. They're going to be clean. It's going to be like the Olympics with the P's. So they're going to be like flip like that. Fire, bro. Trust. I just think we're trying to look for our future in this. And so this is going to be a... It's going to be a journey, bro. That's for sure. This is like a fucking marathon.
We're going to have some ups and downs, but let's just hope.
This is our marathon, bro. We ain't no sprinters. I never sprinted in my life. Just slaying, bro. I'm a soccer player. But yeah, we're going to come out with merch. Our goal in life is just to do shit that we love. And low-key, we like talking a lot. So this is, you know, a cool alternative. It's a cool alternative. So.
A deadass.
you see what I was talking about? Like, we fucking have no agenda today.
We usually come up with something.
Oh, dude, we were gonna talk about shoes, no?
Oh yeah, you want all those Jordans?
Ah, dude, I'm fucking in love with Jordans. I'm telling you. And then now that I'm watching The Last Dance, I'm in love with every pair of Jordan now. My favorite Jordan is the Jordan 1s. I don't have a pair. I'm trying to buy like 5, but those shits are expensive in my size, bro.
What size are you?
10.5.
Yeah.
It's stupid expensive for no reason.
I'm an 11.5. So.
So it's a little better.
It can still be expensive, but.
I'm just saying, but it's a little better.
It's a little better than having.
It's because 10.5 is a typical size.
RIP people that have like size 10 and 9.5.
9.5 to 10.5 is like the typical size. Yeah. So like that's like a normal, like their normal foot. So. So that's why like everything's expensive. I think even like let's say clothes is, I would say it's a little different, but I think like large is like the main size of everyone. Like large, like medium to large is like always like been the typical size.
Because that's typically what you find like left over at some places. Like,
yeah, but then it's like you're like, let's just say you're buying a Supreme, right? Like, or like resale.
Well, yeah. So in Supreme case, large is typically the last size to ever sell out. Small and medium are like your money grabbers. If you're trying to make money on like reselling, small is like your best bet. Medium also.
It's because I'm telling you, it's like, I feel like small, like the bigger sizes and the smaller sizes are, since they're less people, let's just say people are like that size. Yeah,
but people have told me, like, typically, like, I kind of just go with the, oh, it's because of this. It's foreigners. Foreigners usually have, like, go for small and medium.
Well, like, I told my sister the other day, bro. She goes, I'm like, to be honest, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm a low-key a chunky dude, and I'm just going to say fuck it and just eat what I want. Because mm-hmm. I've been, like, working out and, like, watching what I eat and shit. And she goes, fuck it. And I'm like, well, we live in America, so we're going to be fat one day, you know? Like, it ain't no stopping us, you know? And she's like, that is very true. And I honestly think that, like, if you're European, I think Europeans are, like, mostly known for not being, you know, like, big people. I just think that's just how it is. Like, I think we eat more shit here. By more shit, I mean, like, shittier foods, like McDonald's.
It's
because
it's more accessible to us.
He's at McDonald's, fucking Burger King, Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Crack.
Fucking Whataburger and In-N-Out. However, what the fuck, who's revving right now?
That's lame, huh? That's a lame-ass car.
Chill, you don't even know where the fuck. Honest to the guy in the WRX. Hey, what the fuck? Don't be talking shit about my car like that. I'll fucking race your bitch ass.
Race me then. You never want to race me last time.
Wait, because my fucking car right now is slow as shit.
I don't give a fuck. Just so you can say you race me. That's it. Dude, I race in that shit and I lose. I don't give a fuck.
Bro. I can't be racing with my fucking car. Did I tell you what happened? No. My fucking battery ran out of juice and nobody knows what the fuck happened. I have no lights on. Like my lights on off and my lights are automatic. So they
You
turn
didn't have
off
the radio on or nothing?
Nothing, bro. Nothing. And that shit died, bro, overnight. And I had to walk to work for my first day of work. So I was like, fuck, right? And my dad goes, oh, dude, I think we left something on. And then even then, when we got the new battery, my car was like fucking being shitty to start, like ignition.
Like it wouldn't.
Like to, when I was revving, bro, when I was revving, it wouldn't like go. When I was like, fuck, full stop. And I was like, fuck. So we had to buy like a gas additive because my dad thought that the gas was dirty. Because all I do is put fucking 87.
I do too, but from which one?
For Shell, bro.
Shell too.
Yeah, but I think it's because I always let it go all the way down to empty.
Oh, I never. I always let it go to like a quarter.
My dad gets pissed. He goes, you shouldn't ever be seeing that light, ever. And I'm like, Dad, I'm broke. I always let it go to the light because I don't have money.
I always let it go to a quarter, and then that's it. That's the max.
That's what my dad says. For his mamalona, I would never let it even get to half. I'd fill it up right away.
Nah, whatever gas I picked it up on, that's the gas I'm leaving it on. Like, if I picked it up with that shit full, and I bring it back, like, let's say half or, like, quarter, I'm filling it back up to full. I guess I'm just, you know, you let me borrow it, like, in my case. Like, the work truck, oh, my God, I hate that shit so much.
Oh, bro, the work truck? So, my work truck was, like, 2 times the size of this shit, okay? And so when I would drive it, I never crashed it in my life. I was so surprised that my first, like, scratch on a truck was a fucking Tacoma. For the Tacoma's, like, driving my fucking car. And I fucking scratched it like a dumbass. Right? And I was like, bro, like, how the fuck have I never hit the big-ass truck? And I fucking scratched a Tacoma that's, like, fucking my car. I don't get that shit.
I don't know, maybe because they're just more cautious.
Yeah, I think I was a little more reckless. Maybe. Well, my dad says
about... Because this one that I'm driving right now, I don't give a fuck. I'll step on it. The black truck, the other one with the new wheels and everything, that one, I'm like...
For like, quema llanta
cut? I'm not stepping on it. I'm like...
So you do that, huh? You quema llanta?
Nah, because that's just dumb.
It's a waste of money, bro.
Like, I'll get it if you have tires that are about to like die on you. Like, they have no more... What is it? Tread, I think that's what it is. Like you're like, let's say, oh, tomorrow I'm gonna get new tires. Cause these ones are dead. Like they have no more grip. Fuck it, do it. But if you're just gonna, you know, if you're that type of person, just does burnouts just because of it.
But you're gonna fucking kill.
If you're rich,
500 bucks.
If you're rich, or if you're sponsored, all right, I guess.
That's gonna be us. And we're sponsored by Hankook. Hankook tires.
Honestly, I get it. Like I get it. But like, if you're just doing that just because. Like I say, it's your car. You do what you do.
But this fucking stupid, bro. If I ever see you doing that shit, I'm gonna fight you in that fucking moment. If we don't have fucking money for tires, I'm gonna be like, don't be wasting your shit on fucking burnouts.
What if it gets us a sponsorship?
What if it doesn't?
What you if just it does? Wasted what if they you tell just wasted. What if it tells us, like, yo, if you do Kemayanta right now, you get a sponsorship?
Yeah, if they tell us so. But if they don't tell us and you're like, all right, I'm hoping that they give us a sponsorship because I fucking burn tire, you're fucking dumb as shit, Jesus. I don't know, bro. I feel like we always come back to talking about cars. Always.
Always. We always, some shape or form, we always bring it back.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know too much about cars. Like, my cousin, the guy you met, Alex, he's the one that teaches me about cars. The way I teach him about soccer is the way he teaches me about cars. And so, I don't know too much, but I know enough.
Wait, know? The one that called me?
The cuh. You're the cuh.
That's a guess who?
The cuh. Yeah, that's who.
When I met him, he was like, is this the cuh fool? I'm like, dude. No, I fuck with him. He's chill.
Yeah, that's the homie. He wants to get on the podcast, but we don't have an extra mic. Bro, everyone wants to get on the fucking podcast. It's like five people.
Really?
And I'm like, bro, we don't have extra mics. We don't have an extra thing. How the fuck are they going to connect?
Fuck it. We'll just share.
We need to buy another Scarlett.
We'll pass the mic. We'll pass the mic.
Fuck no. Or we'll put one right in the fucking middle. The middle of the fucking table. It's like, all right, everyone start fucking yelling when you're talking.
It'll be like this. Be like that.
Oh my god, you're gonna hear a fucking echo in the garage, bro.
Oh my god.
No, but I think this is so fun, bro. Like, this is like,
I just like doing this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's so entertaining. Look, instead of being fucking home and doing nothing, right? You're doing this. Like, next week, bro, it's gonna be a struggle because you're gonna have to come early. I work every day till 3:30. I mean, 3:30 to 10. So you have to come early.
I mean,
we just had to start earlier because I'd be like, oh fuck, I gotta go to work right now, you know?
Like around this time, huh? You'd be like,
I'll be like, oh, I need to go in and shower.
I get you. I'll pull up and be like, hey, cupo comprar mandado.
I'm probably gonna be cleaning though. Fuck it.
Whenever gets
you money.
Paid,
bro.
Yeah, it gets you paid.
As I tell my parents, they're like, dude, you should value more at work. And I'm like, to me, I just like getting paid. You know, at the end of the day, we live in a world where everything costs money.
Uh-huh.
So if you're not getting paid, I don't give a fuck how much you like your job. If you're getting paid like the bare minimum, it's going to kind of suck. And what I mean by that is, like, let's just say we graduate college, right? And like we keep doing this. Okay. And we get a contract. That's like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just say we got a contract. That's whatever. I like doing this for a contract. That's whatever. It's okay. But, like, let's just say we work at fucking, I mean, I don't,
what are you trying to think of? Like a,
I would
like a starter like, job or what?
I was trying to think of, like, where we could talk like this. Like, what, like news people, I guess.
Reporters?
I guess. News reporters, let's just say. And they're paying a little bit more. I would do a news reporter for a bit and, like, take a break of this because it's just paying us more. And we're still doing what we're doing. Nah, never mind. That's not what I mean. It's because I'm being confused.
You don't
right
know
now.
What you're not. You don't.
So what I'm saying is, if this is giving us a bare, not the bare minimum, but let's say we get a 50 grand contract. Okay, we split that. That's like trash, right? Let's just say, if we're being news reporters for 40 grand, bro, it's a 15 grand difference. Okay, I could care less of that 50 grand difference because this shit is what we like to do because we can do whatever the fuck we want.
We can talk about it without. Whatever we want, what the fuck?
Yeah, we can talk about whatever the fuck we want at, like, any cost,
we,
right?
Yeah, we have our own schedule.
So, even if it's 15 grand. But, like, if we were to work for ESPN, let's say, and they're giving us 100 grand, that's a fucking 75 grand difference, right, that we're making. Mm-hmm. Like, each, let's just say. That's a fucking difference. Like, that's a big difference. And that I would do. Like, I'd be like, all right, I need to take a break from this because 75 grand, a year is way fucking, like, way too much to pass up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And even though, like, it's not something I love, it's like I'm still getting this bread. Cause, you know, at the end of the day, you're working for a paycheck, trying to get a house, you're trying to get a, you know, a nice car,
trying to get everything,
trying to vacation, you know,
trying to get the,
oh, so the reason why I was saying, I'm gonna say this, like, to the podcast, I was supposed to be moving to San Francisco. I don't think I'm gonna go there anymore. Maybe in the fall I'm coming, like, I'm gonna be here. Or hopefully the spring, it'd be cool. Don't want to waste all that money. And by waste, I really do mean waste because I'm not even in school. Like, I'm not going to move to San Francisco. We don't even know if we're moving to San Francisco in the spring. So that's, like, what, 1 year of, like, fucking nothing? Like, I would rather save that 27 grand, 30 grand, and, like, vacation somewhere for, like, a month. Like, like we go to Europe or in fucking Hawaii and shit. Could you imagine? Like that shit.
That shit would be good.
You see what I'm saying? So, like school's cool, but like I can go to school around my pad, you know? And so like that's my thing. I was like, Jesus, I want to buy a car and I want to fucking travel. So instead of wasting 30 grand a year in school, like in like going far, even though I wanted to experience, I could fucking experience here and just do my thing. And like I was telling my friends, I was like, I think I'd experience more from traveling for a month and learning a different culture than from school, you know?
Like moving out from your, moving out of town and going to school out there.
Yeah, like even though like that's a different vibe, at the end of the day, it's still like San Francisco's not like crazy far from where I live.
It's not like you're going out of state.
You see what I'm saying? Like if I was going to New York, like New York's different. You know, that's the East Coast vibe. So like I would like to learn like what the fuck they like to do and shit like that. Like I want to try their bro, I was telling my friends, I was like, bro, we got to go for a month trying out food from different places. Could you imagine, Jesus? Let's do that shit. I heard pizza from New York's fire.
Oh yeah, they have like that like thick crust thing.
The pizza like, from Chicago, bro. We gotta go to Chicago to eat some pizza.
I have a friend that went to Chicago.
Recently. It's because I'm a pizza guy. Okay.
I'm a pizza guy too.
So like, for me, the best pizza in the world is like this pizza place right by my pad right here, and they serve like the best fucking pizza, bro. I don't know, I'm a Hawaiian person, like a Hawaiian pizza guy, but that shit is fucking fuego, and so. Like, I'm that type of person. Like, I love food. This fucking guy. I love food.
Whoa, what's the problem? What are you laughing?
Started getting lit because he's, like, untying his knot from his fishing rod. anyways, I'm a food person, so I want to try foods from, like, all over the place. I want to go to Europe and, like, try foods and, like, beverages and shit, like, of different, just different, like, different vibes.
Different regions, or I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to explain it either, because like for example, like the best, like I heard like the best hot dogs like in the East Coast, and I want to try that shit.
Really?
Yeah,
the only hot dogs I ever fucked with was
Costco, bro. Costco hot dogs, baby. Nah, Costco hot dogs, baby,
because they're cheap. But Home Depot,
what the fuck, dude? What the fuck are you talking about right now?
All right, you're going to work. You're going to the Halle. Show up to the job site, and you're like, yo, Jesus, we need apes, 4x4s. We need a couple pieces of plywood. We need a couple bags of quick mix, cemento, a couple of bricks, bring electrical wire. And then as I'm like, you know, getting all that shit, when I pull up to the Home Depot, I see the hot dog cart, and I'm like, oh, man, this shit about to smack. I don't know why I have the best memories.
Wait, outside of Home Depot, like
yeah, outside,
car.
Outside.
Bitch, you made it sound like they were inside. No! The Home. Like, I've never seen a Home Depot sell hot dogs before. I've seen them give away popcorn and shit like that.
I've never seen that before. The only place I've only seen give away popcorn. Hey, the one meme, this fool with this Apple Watch.
For that fucking video, did Jesus send me this video of like this guy fucking at like Metro PCS or whatever? And he started like it's like a fucking meme, right? And ever since that day, Jesus showed me this maybe like 2 weeks after we hung out, like for the first time. And like this, ever since that day, we always talk about that fucking video. Every day.
We always reference it.
Yeah. It's because that guy's like from the valley or whatever.
He's from here. He's from San Fernando.
So he makes fucking fun of me. He's like, hey, that's how you fools talk? That's how you fools talk?
No, there's this one meme. I remember, what was it? Silmar Fire? Remember the Silmar?
Silmar fight?
No, the fire. Remember, there was a fire last year?
A fire?
Yeah, by Silmar.
I guess. I don't remember.
You remember? They had to close down the 14 freeway. Remember?
Oh, yes, yes. It's like right here.
Yeah, remember. Remember that shit? All that shit caught on fire?
If I couldn't go to work that day.
Yeah, that fool, the one that we're talking about, that fool made a meme. I remember. I always referenced it, too. It was like, in the valley, fool, in Silmar, my friend turned on the stufa. To Dorada Tortilla, and the city caught on fire. I gotta find a video. That shit's funny. Let me find it right now. But we always reference that fool. Fuck, where is he?
Hey, should I ask her to go get boba today?
Huh?
Should I ask her to go get boba?
Fuck it.
You like boba or not?
I never tried it. But actually, once this one girl in my high school, she's like, "You want boba?" I'm like, Yeah, if you shoot it, why not?
If you shoot it, oh, you're that guy. Oh, hell no, you're that guy, dude. Nah,
but I told her not.
Any girls listening to the fucking podcast, Jesus is a fucking freeloader. He's a fucking freeloader.
What do you mean,
freeloader,
bro? I'm the one that's always buying shit.
Exactly, because that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but I also like it, though. Don't get me wrong. When they tell me, like, oh, thanks, I'm just like,
damn.
You know, that shit hits me, you know? But she's like, you want anything? I told her nah, cause I don't know, I don't see myself. It was when Boba was like blowing up.
Yeah, look.
And she came back and she had like this Oreo one. She's like, you want a sip? And I'm like, I guess. I didn't like it.
Want a sip? And what'd you get? Strawberry?
Nah, I didn't fucking get any. Fuck, why went this shit low?
Oh, so look, my ex girlfriend's gonna fucking hate me because when I was with her, I didn't like boba and like acai. Like, I didn't like a whole bunch of shit. And then so when we broke up, I had to get into my bag in the sense of I got to start trying new shit. Fuck, you almost hit your fucking head again. Bro.
I'm sudando.
It's hot as fuck. I told you. Bro, Jesus, every time he shows up to my fucking house, he hits his head on the garage door or this fucking bumper that I have like just hanging.
Because that shit's like on, dude. That shit, I'm touching it with my head.
For you're like 8 feet tall. That's why.
Tallest fools here.
All right, so let me get back to my fucking story.
All right, go. You're the one that brought it up.
So I was like in my bag. I was like in my bag in the sense of I started trying out like new shit like boba, fucking acai and shit like that. Bro, I'm in love with that shit. That shit is fire. Acai, bro, you gotta try that shit.
What is it?
Acai.
The fuck is that?
It's a fruit from Brazil. Fruit?
Is it like the fruit bowl shit?
What do you mean? Like they put strawberries and shit on top and granola? Yes.
Oh, it's like some like shit we got fed in high school.
No, I'm just saying,
as a meme. Relax. This is all offensive as me.
Chill,
because
right this
is looking at me already fucking like wanted to
What's
tear up.
Up? Let's throw down.
Nah, I can't.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Me and Jesus said we'll never fight each other.
No, I can't.
If Jesus was ever fighting anyone, I mean, I got his back, but I don't think I'd ever fight Jesus.
I keep on looking at the guitar you have.
That's like a little kid's guitar.
Fuck it.
I also have a drum set. Look, shit. We got a whole band in here. Low key.
Hey, we need a singer.
Exactly. If anybody's down to be our singer, we can be called Los Tres Tacuaches. We can be called the Tres Tacuaches.
No.
The Tres Tacuaches from the Valley.
Fuck, it's 100.
I told you it's going to be like 103 today.
Jeans.
Yeah, but you always wear jeans, bro. Bro, I'm wearing the new earrings. I got to buy more hoops because the fucking hoops are way too big.
Are they? Actually?
For those shits were like, I mean, I could rock them.
Hey, the bigger the hoops, the better the bitch.
You're not wrong, though. Now the hoops are fucking huge. Like, I thought, like, low-key. Like, Ronaldo and Jordan wear hoops like that, but, like, they're fucking pro athletes, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they got millions of dollars. They can give a fuck what someone thinks about them. I mean, I can still also give a fuck, but I also don't want to look fruity, you know?
I don't have my ears pierced or anything.
I know.
My friends told me back then. Also, my cousins.
Jesus has a tattoo on his chest.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he is, though. When we get Triple P monetized, we're going to get it tatted.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, y'all.
Jesus says, I don't know about that now, but once you guys are paying his bills, he's going to get that shit on his chest all big.
nah. I don't know.
I'm
against the tattoos. It's like, I don't know. I don't see them. I want tattoos, but I'm not like.
So you don't believe in us? Just kidding, Jesus. Chill.
All right, you guys. This is Jesus, and I guess.
It's the last day of the podcast.
I guess this is it, y'all. I guess.
We're just going to have to say thank you all for the support to our 15 fans.
Our only fans.
Get it? Our OnlyFans? Bro. That was clean. Hey, Jesus post nudes for $10.
Nah, you fucking crazy. Chill. I don't do that shit at all. I don't know what you be doing.
Chill.
I know you need...
It's because his mom listens to our podcast. That's why he's like,
she's on that Facebook Live type of shit. Nah, but what was I going to say? man. You forgot, man. You don't even know the deal, man. I'm just trying to, you know.
Jay, what the fuck are you talking? Why are you talking like that?
Oh, no, man. Oh, my God. Go back. I always say that in my head for some reason. Fool, why won't this fucking video play?
Oh, dude, you want to do our new segment or you want to just leave that for next week?
I'm down. I just have to make a Twitter.
Yeah, this dude doesn't have Twitter, so it's kind of hard for our segment. I mean, I could still bring up topics from my Twitter, and we could just talk about it. We're going to call it Twitter.
But if I make a Twitter, are you guys going to, like, follow me?
Need to follow. Need to follow,
you know,
Jesus.
You know, I don't want to make a Twitter.
We're going to call it the Twitter Thoughts.
What thought?
But, like, the Twitter Thoughts, like, T-H-O-U-G-H-T-S. Mm. Come on now. Jesus?
Yeah,
we ain't no Twitter. Twitter.
What?
Jesus is in a dickhead mood today, bro.
What do you mean? I'm chilling right now. Yo, if you guys ever meet me in real life, you know I'm me as the
asshole.
Yeah, according to him, I guess.
Asshole.
I guess.
Asshole.
If you ever, if you ever meet me, I'm just the dude in the background.
No, he the fuck he is not.
I just do the background. I just like.
Oh my god! Quit playing. Quit playing.
Nah, I'm the dude in the background, just like, what up?
Yeah, because you're 8 feet tall, so you have to be in the back.
I'm not trying to steal the spotlight unless you want though. Me to.
But just stand in front of everybody, like in pictures, and just stand right in front of everybody, just, hey.
Hey, what's up? My name's Jesus. It's y'all. And yeah.
All right, so like a topic we could talk about this week, which is kind of old. The fuck are you doing?
Dude, I don't know. This fool's going crazy. He's like, if you want my consent, tag me. If not, take that shit down. I don't know. Fool's gone wild. Those fools are funny.
Fool's gone wild, bro. That shit's funny, though.
R.E.P. Rip and Dip. Fucking Scorpio Thumb. Fucking Kevin, man. That fool made me laugh. Favorite line ever? I'm alive. I'm well. And I'm at Universal Studios. I'm going to cherish that. That's my quote. Shit. I always quote that every single day.
All right. Then you're going to quote that every day for the podcast in his memory.
I'm alive. I'm well.
Actually, no. He could probably
I'm
sue us,
I'm at Universal Studios. He says it like that. Man, I still don't. When news got out, that fool passed away yesterday. Man.
You were sad?
Yeah, because that fool makes me laugh.
Oh. He's your Kobe?
You could say in a way. He's like my meme plug.
He's your meme plug?
Like, he didn't mean to be funny.
But he was just funny.
He was just funny.
That's just how it is. Fool, we don't mean to be funny. And we're not funny, though.
Like,
I'm not going to lie to you.
Like, that fool just always used to make me laugh. And I'm just like, damn, this fool makes me laugh. Oh, fuck with him. That fool was from, he lived here in the valley.
In the valley.
That's it. San Fernando Valley. Too bad it's not. He dropped music. You listened to some earlier.
Nah, remember when
he was like, doo, 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 doo. Okay, the sick ass fool.
That fool is a sick ass fool.
Oh, man. I'm trying to find the video. I was like, in the valley? Wait, didn't I send a meme last time of your high school that you went to?
Yeah, you fucking asshole. I was like,
all the fools that go to this high school? Are like this.
Yeah, and I was like probably after me. Fucking.
Nah, that's probably you.
You're fucking tripping.
Nah, that's probably you. I found it.
Okay.
This fools go to the plan.
The plan, bro?
I don't find it. I think it was this one.
Roscoe, last time phone, I was at the Panorama Mall. I went to fucking La Curacao and some fool with fucking this haircut.
Wait, is it even picking it up? I don't think it's picking it up.
Yes, it is.
Is it? All right, hold on. I gotta double check.
To fucking La Curacao and some fool with fucking this haircut. That fool was wearing an Apple Watch. That fool was saying, hey, fool, do you want to hook up with Metro PCS? And I looked at that fool. I seen that fool had one of these keychains and a Mustang key phone. That fool was one of those fools from the car meet. I seen those fools burning rubber before. in Tahunga, over there by the fucking mountains and shit, fam, in the valley, fam. Everyone goes to the fucking car meets and shit, dog. Those fools are all chubby and shit, and they don't really get bitches sometimes, so they like to fuck their car and shit, fam. I'm looking for the G-spot, fool. Nah, don't record me. Those fools go to Jack in the Box and they get the 444 meal. They eat in the car and shit, fool. And they tell their homies, what the fuck, fool? Don't make a mess in my car. Fool, I just got my shit detailed. They get all mad and shit. And after the car meets, fool, when they're done eating, those fools say they're sleepy and shit. And they're gonna go home because they're tired. They have to work tomorrow. What the fuck?
Yeah, bro, we used to quote that shit all the
time. Oh, this is the one.
Time.
This is the one, the fire one. Here. This is the only one I'm playing.
Some more. Last time, fam, the homie burnt fucking tortillas in a comal and the whole fucking city exploded.
Fuck, bro.
I always quote that every single time.
Fuck.
Last time, fool, at the San Fernando Swami. I look, he missed the San Fernando Swami. I used to go to that shit every single Sunday.
Like the high school that's next to it?
Yeah, the Cesar Chavez. They're closing it, you know that?
The school?
No, the Swami.
Oh, yeah. Bro, I know that after games and shit, we'd go to the fucking Swami and like buy shit. Like when we used to have tournaments and Cesar Chavez. And so, fuck it. We call it Swami High School.
Really?
Nah,
I fuck with that Swami because...
It's outdoors, man.
It's outdoors. And the indoor Swami, the one they have in... What is it? Panorama? Is it?
I go to the North Hollywood one.
Oh, they have an indoor one? And that shit's basura, in my opinion.
Oh, but the Panorama one, though? That shit's stupid busy all the time. I've only been there once, and I was, like, little.
Dude, I'm hungry as fuck.
Yeah, bro, low-key, I think we're done with the podcast today.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I want to thank y'all for listening to our bullshit for an hour. And we really appreciate you guys for listening every week. Next week we'll be more prepared, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we
have to.
We're just on a good one today.
We're on a sick one today.
Yeah, low-key, I woke up, like, feeling like shit, and Jesus hasn't fucking slept either, so.
Never.
We're going to be outs for today.
We're going to wrap it for today.
So, thank y'all for listening, and we out.
See ya.